This is Outlook on the BBC World Service. I'm Heather Payton. Today, why Europe's most famous hippie commune could face a death sentence after 36 years. Also on Outlook, how a blonde Zulu-speaking South African is cashing in on the rise of the black middle class, why kids from Guinea do their homework at the airport, and the British Bengalis who lost their savings when a money transfer company collapsed. That's later. Christiania is famous throughout much of Europe as the community that thumbed its nose at convention. Set up in the Danish capital Copenhagen in the early 1970s, when peace and love and exotic cigarettes were the norm among its bearded, sandal-wearing founders, it's retained its self-declared autonomy now for 36 years. But earlier this year, Christiania was hit by violence when youths clashed with riot police on its borders and more than 90 people were arrested. There's also a drugs problem, with local police regularly seizing quantities of cannabis. And now Denmark's right-of-centre government seems determined to crack down, presenting Christiania with the biggest threat yet to its existence. Kyle Brown's been meeting the people who live there.
Residents of this small self-governing colony in Copenhagen are removing and recycling rubbish. They're part of a small team that maintains Christiania's infrastructure, everything from roads to electricity and sewage. 5 minutes down the cobblestone paths and dirt trails, you'll pass a small bakery, some cafes, and large works of graffiti to arrive at the hardware store. Helena Sko began working here not long after she came to Christiania 23 years ago to start a new life with her two girls.
When I started living here, my first place was without water and this kind of thing. I had to do it by myself and found it very funny to do. And of course I did a lot of mistakes too, but that's a part of it. Okay, now I'm on my house number two. It runs a little better. I spent all my time and money for making this home, and I do love it, and I hope I can keep on.
In 1971, anarchists, hippies and homeless people squatted buildings where a military barracks had been abandoned. Now, Helena and more than 900 residents live under the shadow of government notices warning them they won't be able to continue to live as they have in the past. It's likely that rents will go up and Christianites will no longer be able to choose who is allowed to move into the collective. They're reminded that under this right-of-centre government, the rules are changing.
So it's like this pressure you get all the time. But today we got a new letter from the government. Before we were put, we could stay here for 1.5 years, and that was 1st of July this year, it ended up. And then today I got a new letter that I can stay another 9 months if they don't find any reasons to take my house before.
And this has been sent to everyone here, right?
Yeah, that's sent to everyone.
Almost daily police patrols of Christiania's streets have done little to curb a busy hash trade. But one patrol this spring created more tension than usual. A government agency tore down an old house called the Sigarkassen, not far from the village centre. It had already burnt down years ago and sat in a charred heap ever since. When police arrived on the scene, locals saw it as a show of force, a kind of dress rehearsal for future evictions and perhaps the eventual dismantling of Christiania piece by piece.
We've been in a lot of tests, like with a lot of unnice letters and threats. And then of course we have seen the police here every day for so long time, but it's the first time ever they come and take down, physical take, demolute a house, take something away. And for me, it was much stronger than I thought in the beginning, because I thought, okay, Sigarkassen, who cares really? Some beams, who really cares? But it was a real hard feeling to see the police come and take a part of Christiania away. And I really think it was a test. What's gonna happen if they take houses where people live in?
Oh, so it was a test to see how far they could go?
Yeah, sure it was a test to see how far they can go. And how many people can we mobilize in a very short time? and they really want to get rid of us.
If so, the police found their answer rather quickly. About 300, mainly young people, including many from outside Christiania, rioted against the police. They threw rocks and bottles and Molotov cocktails and set fires in the streets. Police dispersed crowds using tear gas. It was precisely the kind of mayhem that the mostly peace-loving Christianites deplore. No sooner had the dust settled than Christianites set about building a colorful, if rickety, shack to replace the one that had been destroyed. They then celebrated the defiant gesture with a so-called housewarming party. At the root of all this is a struggle between the Christianites, defending their turf as they see it, and a government that now wants to bring the so-called free town into mainstream society. Karsten Jarlov is the head of the Palaces and Properties Agency, the government body responsible for overseeing Christiania.
A big issue is, of course, that they don't own Christiania. Christiania is owned by the state. And in the view of the state and in the view of the big majority of the Folketing, the parliament, we have to solve this ownership question. We do not accept that they dispose of public property which they don't legally own.
Paying the equivalent of about $250 US a month in rent plus utilities, tenants here are envied for living cheaply on some of the most valuable real estate in Denmark. For Helena and her family, this is as it should be, an oasis away from the ups and downs of the market, where only the wealthy have access to nice homes. Helena picks up her daughter Dida every afternoon at one of Christiania's daycare centers run by locals. It's part of a collectivist environment that's likely to change if the government moves ahead with development plans expected to include the first private property in the area.
They already planned it, to change this area to a place for rich people. When Christiania started, it was for squatters. It was to get out of this market and to say, you don't have to pay for a house. You don't have to pay for your land. It's a gift. That's how it all started. It was abandoned for many, many years, and it was really a garbage place out here. And then people moved in and started to build it up. And one of the very most important things in Christiania will be that you can't buy a house. It's not for sale. Christiania is not for sale. And we put millions and millions of kroner into rebuild this place. And we will never have one single krone back if we leave one day. We want to keep it. It's very important.
Well, Kyle Brown was our reporter, and Kyle, now back in Canada where he's based, joins me. Kyle, what happens now to Christiania and its residents?
Well, in about 2.5 weeks, on August 13th, the Christianites, or at least a delegation thereof, are meant to meet the government officials. And at that stage, they'll discuss what's going to be on the table for the next round of negotiations.
And what is that likely to be? I mean, what are going to be the big issues going to be?
Well, up until now, there have been, it must be said, about a couple of years already of negotiations. And they revolve chiefly around the question of ownership, I suppose. Mm-hmm. On the one hand, of course, the government, as we've heard in the PAC, owns Christiania property. However, over the past 36 years, they haven't had much to do with it. And the Christianites themselves have been the custodians, if you like. They've been looking after the properties, the land on Christiania. It's part of a beautiful park side, and there's a lovely lake there. And there are all a manner of properties there, from the modest flat to quite extraordinary houses. So they've been looking after this area for the past 36 years. And the reason why we've heard such emotion, obviously, on the part of Helena, as well as a number of her neighbors, a great number of them, is the reason for that is because there is a sense of shock that suddenly the government now is having so much of a more interested role in
and
proceedings.
They obviously would see this as the thin end of the wedge. What's the betting on whether Christiania will survive in its present form?
I think a lot of Christianites are ambivalent because, on the one hand, very few people think that Christiania will remain at all in its present form. Most people are resigned to the fact that there will be some radical changes. But as to what those changes will entail, a lot of Christianites are less pessimistic than before. There's an internal debate about how things should change, and perhaps it's not all that bad that they're getting prodded from the outside, even if it's by a government that's right of center and which probably shares very few of the values that we've come to know Christiania for.
Interesting, though, that it has continued for such a long time. I mean, what has changed in Denmark that there is now this threat?
There are a few key changes, actually, over the past few years. Chief among them, I suppose, is the fact that the right of center government now has the coalition has a majority, where throughout most of the 20th century, there have been a number of coalitions, both left, right and center, and which never really had a majority. And so they've always had to consult widely. They've never been able to make any extreme or decisive decisions. And now, of course, we've seen quite a build-up, quite a sense of momentum towards some radical change. And that's been, as I say, because of the political stance of the government, such that actually, even on occasion in the past, some of the MPs of parties that support the coalition have said publicly that they're certainly not in favor of Christiania in its current form. Some have gone so far as to say that they want to see the back of Christiania.
And just very briefly, Kyle, is it still a place of peace and love?
I suppose it is. It has to be said that there are pockets which aren't so committed to peace and love. I should add that we heard extensively from Helene. She's one of several people who belong to clubs and to little squadrons who attend numerous meetings. And Christiania does have its problems, okay, but they tend to regulate their own problems. And there are a lot of people who are dedicated to resolving them through a kind of self-action, if you like.
Kyle, sorry to interrupt, but Kyle, thank you very much for that. Kyle Brown on the threat to Europe's best-known hippie commune. This is Outlook on the BBC World Service. It's 18 minutes past the hour.